Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Vishnu, and these are the major news stories of Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. The Supreme Court on Tuesday warned Yoga Guru Ramdev and his aide Balkrishna against any attempt to degrade allopathy and permitted them to tender a public apology and show contrition within a week in the contempt proceedings in the misleading advertisements case against Patanjali Ayurved Limited. The results of the Civil Services Examination 2023 were announced on Tuesday. While Aditya Srivastava topped the UPSC rank list, Animesh Pradhan and Donaru Ananya Reddy got the second and third ranks, respectively. The Mumbai Police's crime branch on Tuesday submitted to a local court that the two arrested accused opened fire outside Bollywood superstar Salman Khan's house in an attempt to kill him. A day after Prime Minister Narendra Modi attacked the LDF government in Kerala over various issues, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan on Tuesday countered all the charges and urged him to do a self-introspection about the development index of the BJP-ruled Uttar Pradesh. Renowned Carnatic musician K.G. Jain passed away at his home in Tripunithara on Tuesday. He was undergoing treatment for various ailments. Let's get into the details. The Supreme Court on Tuesday warned Yoga Guru Ramdev and his aide Balkrishna against any attempt to degrade allopathy and permitted them to tender a public apology and show contrition within a week in the contempt proceedings in the misleading advertisements case against Patanjali Ayurved Limited. The court, however, made it clear that it is not letting them off the hook yet. The apex court is hearing a plea filed in 2022 by the Indian Medical Association alleging a smear campaign against the COVID vaccination drive and modern systems of medicine. Ramdev and Balkrishna had earlier tendered an unconditional and unqualified apology before the top court over advertisements issued by the firm, making tall claims about the medicinal efficacy of its products. While hearing the matter on April 10th, the court had refused to accept their affidavits tendering unconditional apology and came down hard on the Uttarakhand State Licensing Authority for its inaction on the misleading advertisements issue. Aditya Srivastava topped the prestigious Civil Services Examination 2023 with Animesh Pradhan and Donaru Ananya Reddy getting the second and third ranks respectively, the Union Public Service Commission announced on Tuesday. Srivastava qualified the examination with electrical engineering as his optional subject. The fourth rank was bagged by Malayali P.K. Siddharth Ramkumar. A Bachelor of Architecture from College of Architecture in Trivandrum, Siddharth secured fourth rank with anthropology as his optional subject. A total of 1,016 candidates, comprising 664 men and 352 women, have qualified the examination and have been recommended by the Commission for appointment to various services. The top 25 candidates comprise 10 women and 15 men. The Civil Services Examination is conducted annually in three stages, preliminary, main and interview, by the UPSC to select officers of the Indian Administrative Service, Indian Foreign Service and Indian Police Service, among other services. The Mumbai Police's crime branch on Tuesday submitted to a local court that the two arrested accused opened fire outside Bollywood superstar Salman Khan's house in an attempt to kill him. The accused, Vicky Gupta and Sagar Pal, both residents of Bihar, were on the run after the firing incident outside Khan's house at the Galaxy apartment in Bandra area early Sunday morning. They were apprehended late Monday night from Mata No Mud village in Gujarat's Kutch district and later brought to Mumbai. As per the police, Gupta was riding the motorcycle at the time of the incident and Pal, who was riding pillion, had fired shots at the actor's house. The duo was produced on Tuesday before a magistrate's court. The police sought their custody for 14 days on the ground that custodial interrogation was required to unearth the conspiracy and to identify the mastermind behind the incident. The police said that after the incident, a person claimed responsibility for it on social media platform Facebook. As per the probe, this account was being operated from a foreign country, the police said. A day after Prime Minister Narendra Modi attacked the LDF government in Kerala over various issues, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan on Tuesday countered all the charges and urged him to do a self-introspection about the development index of the BJP-ruled Uttar Pradesh. He further said while levelling intense allegations about Kerala, the PM should look into the accolades the state had been bestowed upon by the union government led by him. To substantiate his point, the CM listed a handful of national rankings ranging from the Niti Aayog Sustainable Development Index to Health and Poverty Indexes in which the state ranked top. Pinarayi said even amid the political witch hunt, the centre has been forced to recognise the state as it stands too high to be ignored. He accused Modi and BJP of adopting a hypocritical approach towards the state, the same as they did in their recently released election manifesto. During the press conference, Pinarayi also alleged that the BJP's election manifesto smacked of communal agenda. The Saffron Party does not have the courage to press in the progress report of its 10-year rule and face the people during the polls, he charged. The Marxist veteran said the objective of the upcoming Lok Sabha polls is not only to ensure the defeat of the Sangh Parivar forces but also to safeguard India's sovereign, egalitarian, secular and democratic nature. Renowned Carnatic musician K.G. Jayan passed away at his home in Triponitra on Tuesday. He was 89. He was undergoing treatment for various ailments. Recognized for his soulful devotional melodies, Jayan's musical legacy spans over 1,000 compositions. He was the music director for many Tamil and Malayalam films. He was also awarded the Padma Shri. His younger son is the acclaimed actor Manoj K. Jayan. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.